Bez Hashem, we continue Shar Yitshuva, Shar Aleph. We are now in Oyus Yud Beis. The Shin number 21. We're discussing the third principle, the third principle of Tshuva. Before we do, let's remind ourselves of the three basic principles. The three basic principles of Tshuva is Charata, Azivas, Achet, and Vidui. Charata, person that has regret. He did something wrong. He feels bad he did something wrong. Person leaves the chait behind, azivas achait. He just stops doing what he's doing. And we discussed, depending on which type of person the person is, which one comes first, either azivas achait or charata. And then there's vidui. Those are the three main principles of tshuva. However, there are higher levels of tshuva that will create a greater kapara, a greater atonement for the person, and perhaps even more important, will create a greater closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will create a closeness, a greater closeness to Hashem. The third principle of tshuva now that we will be discussing is that of grief, yogin. This is on the higher level. This is to create this greater closeness to Hashem, to attain a greater level of atonement, of kapara. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Yishtoinen kil yoisa v'yachshev. Person should arouse his conscience. Yishtoinen kil yoisa v'yachshev, and he should contemplate. What should he contemplate? How terrible, how tremendously horrific this is for a person to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to transgress the Ratzon Hashem. V'yagdil yogin b'lvovoi v'sar mischoylel v'rayoinov. Person should have grief in his heart, and a storm of brew in his thoughts. The anuch b'meriru slave, and he will sigh with bitterness of the heart over his averus. Let's understand what's going on here. Imagine you are of such a person that is able to create a robot. You create a robot. Well, in this generation, many people do these things. You create a robot that has the ability to think to some degree on its own. One day, you come to unlock your door of your house, and you can't get into the house. And you see on the other side of the door, the robot has bolted it with another lock you don't have the key for. The robot that you created, that you gave existence to, we all of course understand the Nimshel, is kicking you out of your own house. Of Noach Weinberg Zatzal, he gives another mashal. He says, imagine that you're in the hospital and you're pushing a button because someone is connected to a ventilator and you're giving him oxygen. You push that button every few minutes, you have to push that button. And you're giving oxygen, you're giving life, you're giving existence to that person. His life is dependent upon you. Then you notice you dropped your pen. So you bend down to pick up your pen. At the same very moment, you bend down to pick up your pen. The person lying in the hospital bed, he notices, he sees your wallet is sticking out of your back pocket. So he pulls it out and he puts it underneath the blankets. You pick up your pen, you put it back in your jacket pocket, and then you go to push the button again to give this man lying in the hospital bed oxygen. What does he have underneath the blankets? He has your wallet. If you're like me, you feel disgusted about from that individual. How could that person steal your wallet? You're giving him life. This is the feeling of grief we are supposed to have. How could we have been meir b'hakadosh baruch hu? How could we have not followed? How is it possible? We defied the Ratzon Hashem. How could this be possible? This grief that Rabbi Yoin is telling us we have to have. It should be building up inside of us. I didn't do a mitzvah properly. Or I violated a loisa asay. I transgressed something I was not supposed to do. This is this yogoin. Kamaraba roas mi shehim roas yoitzroi. How terrible it is. The person who defied his creator. He created us. He's pushing that button. He is giving us that house and that car and the clothing. And we say, I know better. This doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to do it my way. Or I'll do whatever I want without even thinking. Who cares what the reason is? V'yagdil yogoin bilvovoi v'sar mischoi lilbore ayoinov v'yianoch b'merirus slave. The grief will grow inside of this person's heart. And as we said before, a storm will brew in his thoughts. V'ye'anoch b'merir slev, and he should sigh a bitterness in his heart for being married b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for rebelling against Hashem.